out the little ones to live in the trees.
What is that now?
The little ones, they live in the trees.
Tree frog?
Yeah, they make like a high-pitched noise.
I've heard them. It makes a lot of noise. You can't tell where he is. That's usually one of these little house frogs, I'm told.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
He strayed in those. He come to the light sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how about worms? If you were fishing, what kind of worms would you get to
you? The trees is the catawba worm. It's the fish bait tree. Catawba worm.
Uh-huh. The worms live under the particular tree?
He eats the leaves like a silkworm. That's a fish bait tree. Catawba worm. That's one. Now, what you're talking about is the earthworm.
Uh-huh.
Night world, or they call them night world, like a red wiglaw.
Yeah,
Or you can dig in the pond in the black dirt and get blue worms. Blue ones are slow, then you got races.
Where do you get the blue ones?
I dig them in the muddy ground. But I said, then you got so much drier dirt, it's a fast worm, they call them eel worms. These fast, you can't hardly catch
them. Eel worms?
Wiggled so fast, you gotta catch it quick. The catawba worm makes a good bait in the spring of the year, coming up now in May. But I don't have much of them. The worm is so big, they cut them in half. Make a kind of a blob of worm. Put on the hook. Catch nice fish with them.
And what about little fish that you would use for bait?
Fish much now. It's a minnow.
Okay. And what about turtles? A kind of turtle that lives on land. Do you have those around here?
Locally, it's called a gopher. Dry land tortoise. We had them. I don't have much of them. We kind of eradicated them. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He burrows a hole, he makes a gopher hole that the rattlesnakes do in.
Oh.
He'll win it in that hole. It's
they share?
Yeah.
The same?
He'll go in the hole, win it in the same hole.
Okay. And what about the birds, you know, the ones that peck holes in the trees?
Peck of woods.
Yeah. Peckers. Which one of those would you call them, locally?
Well, I heard them all before. Peckerwoods, sapsuckers. So it's a woodpecker, a member of the woodpecker family. He'll take all the green tree and pick all around them. Then he'll come and dip it, get the sap, of you see it, the sapsucker. Runs out a drop or so in each hole, he'll suck it out of there. Feed on it, it's sweet. Like a tapping the maple tree.
Right, yeah. I didn't know they did that.
Then we had a big old redhead. I don't know, we called him redhead woodpecker. He's not the true redhead, but he cockaded. But I seen him come on the porch here and get the bumblebees out the house.
Huh.
We did bore into the...
And eat the honey?
Post on the front porch. Man, he tore up the place to get to them.
Huh.
And I can show you a tree out on it, they were about to cut it down. Big old thing.
Yeah.
You gotta leave something for him. He's the kind of a bird that he don't live in anything but a green tree. And it's got to be turning redwood or holly inside. But he can go there and beat on it. He can tell if it's good fit to build him a home and by beating on it. And where they cut all that, like the clay cut, they ain't